All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is basically, I guess, Grim Rants into the Heavens, which I haven't done in a long time, but I figure I'd talk about some things while I'm playing the new Castlevania The Adventure Mask of Retribution. This is again by War Machine Studios. Okay, so... Yeah, I told you it was gonna be like that. Alright, so what have I gotta talk about? Well, basically, I was in a fight with this woman. Now, she's the kind of woman that I guess divorced, and she's one of the ones that I guess, you know, all the tattoos and the alt culture and all that stuff. She was a wild child back in the day. And, of course, they're having this thing called, what I want to call it anyway, is BATs, Bats, Born Again Thoughts. It's basically a lot of women that were at one time, you know, they were just, like, debaucherous and crazy. And now they're like, okay, I've really found Jesus, and I mean, yeah, that does happen. A lot of guys will say, oh yeah, that's happened, like, for years. But basically, you know, I was talking to her, and she was saying, you know, God doesn't respect weak, childish men or something. Not talking to me in general, but just some guys that she had dealt with, and she said, we women are tired of these kind of men and God doesn't respect them. And I said, you know, I grew up in the church. This is something that, you know, I've said a lot, and it's true. And I kind of remembered when we were having kind of a literal Bible fight, those old days where, you know, when you're talking about Bible verses, you're like, you know, John writes and James says and stuff like that. Like, it was all coming back to me. And, you know, she was giving me some verses about basically why God doesn't respect weak men. And I said, you know, this sounds more like Darwin than God. You know, this sounds more like, You're trying to justify some sort of eugenics, that you want this strong type male, right? And you're using basically the Bible to, you know, to back these statements. So basically, guys, you know, I was looking around and I said, well, you know, first of all, I thought about it and I said, yeah, but isn't everyone equal in the eyes of God? So then why would God see, you know, these men differently, right? Because if everyone was equal in the eyes of God, which is what I'd always been taught as a young man, why would these men be not treated the same way? Now, granted, they might have done some things like in her case that were pretty awful, right? They might have done some really horrible, awful shit. And, you know, of course, they would be judged for that sort of thing. But what I'm saying here is that as far as they go, you know, yeah, they're, you know, they're still equal in the eyes of God. And she said, basically, she said, that, like, always think of better, and it's like, if you're a weak-minded person, you'll attract weak people, and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, okay, but God doesn't have a, like, there's no discernment between a weak or a strong person in the eyes of God, because all were made equal in the image of God, right? Now, I mean, yes, there's people of different classes and types, but God doesn't care about that. Man does. Society does. Maybe she does, but God doesn't personally care about that. somebody's not going to be judged because they're not the same kind of man as another man, or the same kind, or a different kind of, excuse me, a different kind of woman than other women, right? Everybody is a little different, but at the same time, we're all equal in the eyes of God. So I basically found some verses because she wanted to challenge me on that, and Open Bible was a really good help on that. And I was reading some of these verses, and I looked at them, and of course there's that Romans verse. It's like all that have sinned fall before the glory of God, something like that. It's basically that everyone has sinned and fallen, you know, fallen beyond the glory of God. That means that everyone has equally sinned in their own right. No one is better than another person. Everyone has sinned in some aspect of their life. We're all sinners, right? That's what the Bible teaches us. So, like, God understands that, you know, as far as what I had been taught. I mean, that's as far as I had been taught, that God understands that. So it's not necessarily about seeking people that are weak. It's like, oh, if you're a certain kind of personality, you'll attract these kinds of people. I mean, yeah, maybe that can be true of like life advice, but not necessarily in a biblical stance. Remember, Jesus Christ himself sat with the more deplorable types. He wasn't around the richest or the most pious. He would eat with the prostitutes and the, you know, the less of us, right? He wasn't interested in being with the high and mighty people. He had no desire for power. You know, that was one thing that a lot of people don't really seem to understand. I mean, the money changers should have really told everybody that. It's like he didn't want the market to be conducted in the house of worship, right? So basically, when you look at this, like, all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned, that's what it is. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yeah, that's a very, very powerful verse. If DP was here, you know, he would have something to say to that, you know, definitely. And to judge people in the terms, you know, where they're like, oh, these dusty men. We're tired of these dusty, childish men. Okay, so you're going to say God doesn't respect them either? Okay, so it's fine that you may not respect them, and other men may not respect them either. That's fine. That's a societal judgment. That's not a godly judgment. God's judgment is not for man to make. That is purely told to us by the Bible. The Bible, it pretty much laid it out. There's several great verses, and according to Open Bible, I found a lot of just really good verses about that. You know, where they were talking about that the servant is no greater than the master, and the messenger is no greater than the person that sends the messenger. That says a lot. I can beat this knight. And there was one, I think it was 2 James, where they were saying that the man who has fine linens and golden rings or something like that, and the man who is poor and has rags, you know, wearing rags, it's like basically saying that you don't judge them based on what they have or who they are. It's like when you try to judge them, then you put yourself in the place of God. Like, all are worthy of the Lord, is what James was trying to tell us there. Like, all are worthy of the Lord. Whether you are a poor or nothing, or the richest man in America. You know, that says a lot. That says a whole lot. So, when you try to bring this born-again thoughtery into a biblical zone by a man that didn't curse until he was 16 years of age. There was one time where I said damn and I got my mouth washed out with soap. because, oh yeah, I went to church with a biblical family. I went to that church every Sunday. They wouldn't let me miss. And then when I was younger, you know, when I went with my mother and father, you know, I always had to have my church clothes and my special shoes and everything. And I mean, that's why I really liked what we had called G-Team, which was for the kids. You know, you basically wore a t-shirt and you sang hymns and you had a little lesson and they'd give you candy and stuff like that. Like, there was one, you know, with Halloween coming up, they would basically have a thing where they would urge you against witchcraft and all that kind of stuff. And then they would give you a great big bag of candy, right? And they said it's candy from God instead of, like, you know. I mean, it's just that sort of the thing that I was used to growing up, right? So, and a lot of people say, well, yeah, you run an adult channel and all that. I'm a sinner, right? I mean, we all sin. I mean, that's just how it is. I'll be judged for what I've done, just as you'll be judged for what you've done. You know, that's how I believe it. I mean, I already know all the verses about lust. I know all of them. You know, it's better to take out your eye than look at a woman in lust. I know that. I'm aware of all those verses, but, you know, we as humans, we sin. We all have our vices, and we're all judged accordingly. I don't make myself better than another person. I never have. I've always been very humble. That's why when she came on with that attitude about treating men differently who were not what she considers mature, that's just not how I see it. And that's, you know, biblically not how it's seen. This whole thing started because she was basically bitter because a young woman that she had talked to, a young woman, you know, in her 20s, good looking, you know, all that sort of thing. She was head over heels about this young man. And he's like, well, if he really loved her, he'd be thinking about her and nobody else. Like, that's all it would be. He wouldn't be thinking about it. I was like, okay, so first of all, they're very young people. They might even be teens at this point, right? So, she's thinking of things in a very different fashion than what young people are thinking. You know, because she's in her 30s, late, you know, 30s, 40s. And this young girl is, you know, of a different mindset. People forget that they were like that at one time, too. A lot of them do. So, old Grim here has to give you a little reminder of what you might have been like at her age. And she didn't want to hear it, like most women. They don't want to hear it. They do not want to hear it. And it makes me laugh a little bit. And you'll post lusty stuff and attract these certain kinds of men, and then you'll go on about immaturity and dusty men and things like that, right? And of course, we all know that Jesus said, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. There's so many people these days that want to pick up that stone and cast it, as if they are free from sin. And again, I'm not here to be holier than thou. That's actually one of my favorite Metallica songs, because if you listen to the lyrics of Holier Than Thou, it's it says everything. Judge not, lest ye be judged yourself is in there. People forget, you know, they often forget what the Bible teaches us. But Metallica didn't forget. Kind of reminds me, I was talking about it, but not a lot of people care to look. I was basically reading an article last night where I talked about John Schaefer of Iced Earth having joined the church, right? This is a guy that wrote a lot of anti-religious songs. Like, specifically, he wrote a lot of songs about anti-religion. And he said that, you know, after all the capital things happened, he joined a church, and he is trying to unite people with his music now, which is great. So if he starts making songs that are more on the religious side, it wouldn't upset me any. I mean, I've liked Dave's songs. Dave has written a lot of great songs. And, you know, I look at somebody like Dave Mustaine or, you know, some of these guys that are more metalhead and they're not like the typical, you know, Bible thumper kind of person, because I'm like, okay, Dave kind of understands, right? He gets that world. So when he writes some of his songs about religion and about God, I can understand them. I can get that a little better. And you know, Stryper's got some pretty awesome songs too. You know, guys like Alice Cooper and a lot of guys like that. I mean, as I said, you know, we currently do the adult stuff, but, you know, I don't really think a whole lot about it. You know, it's just a form of entertainment to me. It doesn't really have any kind of bearing. I mean, I enjoy the games, and I get into the games, you know, the AVN, more than the Arrow game. Some of that's okay, but even I can admit that some of it goes a little over the top, and we just go into character when we do those, mainly. Like, when I did that Eternal Torment, we did, you know, yeah, that's... it's not a great scene there, but there is some story to that, and I'd kind of like to see how that works out. But none of that is, again, none of that is real. Ooh, I guess there was some stairs there. I didn't quite see them. Man, takes you 100 years to kill him without them. Yeah, you gotta have that chain whipping. You can't do nothing. Thank goodness. Oh, that's a cool whip. Cool whip. Whoa. They're like miniature deaths. There's a meme about Castlevania being essentially Christian. Of course it does use some Christian elements like the cross and the holy water in the Bible. But that was always stuff thought to get rid of vampires. I mean, that's pretty basic, so of course there's some religious themes there.
Ooh.
Is he just gonna stand there? These bats! I don't know what that is. I do want what that is. That was healing. Oh, wow. Okay, it didn't kill you, but it almost did. Down there. Sorry guys, when it's, you know, really delicate parts, sometimes I can't really talk. Probably should have played this with my retro flag. I got a Super Nintendo pad and I got a Sega pad. Probably would have been more old school to play with that Super Nintendo pad. I'm probably gonna play with that in a minute. I don't know if I can just switch controllers, though. Because I don't want to switch in the middle of the game. I don't think I can save. It's only got, like, 4 boards. Yeah, this is kind of a mini-game. After that Castlevania Chronicles 3, you just wanted to make this one. Ooh. Alright, Medusa. Okay. Oh! She's pretty strong. This is actually a hard boss. One of those where you just really have to hit the shit out of her. Alright, now that's gonna hurt. Sorry, Miss Snakes. Alright. Damn! Alright, watch out. Because I can beat her. Beat her. Yer. I want to move. How do we do that now? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I might have to go DM the... Wow, I don't know. I think I got it. No. I don't know. I'm gonna have to pause and actually ask the developer real quick. Yeah, I know, what, real time. Alright, yep, so I actually have to watch somebody else's thing. This is crazy. Alright, so what am I doing? Oh! Okay. By the way, no, there's 10 stages in this game. But a guy beat it in an hour without dying. So it's possible to get pretty far in this game fast. Alright, so my goal is to get to that thing and hit it. It'll stop the wall. This is just the third of 10 stages. There's actually 10 stages in this game. So now I don't think I'm gonna be able to show all of them to you. Alright, here we go! Oh, okay. Well, damn! Whoa! Oh, come on. That little spike. It's not like it's that sharp. It nicked his little crown or whatever he's wearing. Come on, now. Give the man a break. Oh, damn it. Grab that, she might need it. Remember, we just gotta wait. And we gotta wait for a while, too. Alright, it's well over his head. You know what to do. I'm not getting that. Damn. Stays down a good 12 seconds. I like the little monsters in the cages. Gotta be careful. They want you to hit that. Nope. All right. So ignore all this shit. Oh, wow. Okay. So we got spikes. Whoa! Well, I guess I'm fucked. Yeah, you gotta... Man, you gotta be really good. Wow, and I gotta start from here again? Wow, that's kind of shit. Yeah, a lot of people are gonna say they're stuck on three. There's a guy right now on the server that said he's stuck on three. And, there's me too. I don't think I'm stuck on three. I think it's just gonna take a little bit of trial and error. I'm planning my jumps, guys. There's a method to my madness. I know that ain't gonna go. Alright. Them guys are such a pain in the ass. Oh! Damn it! That was my jump. That was my jump! Yep. I can't make that jump now. That really sucks. Boy, I wish those platforms respawned. That is BS, guys. It's possible BS, like you can do it, but it's just a pain in the ass to do it. That means you gotta plan your fucking jumps every time. This whole stage is strategy. Like the wall coming down a little faster than it did. His jumps. Alright, be careful, because you know that it's going to start bringing the... Oh! That's why they put him here. That's literally why they put him there. We're going to give this one more go again. Oh, shit! Y'all thought I was done for, didn't ya? Alright. Don't worry about that slug guy. Alright, watch you. Remember, I gotta pull out my jumps. Because I can't jump past the screen. That's one thing that sucks about Castlevania. You cannot jump past that screen. Alright. Watch your jumps again. Watch your jumps. Alright, I get up here. I'm worried about him. He's gonna make my life a living hell, though. Good thing they ain't Medusa heads. That would suck. The tunes in this game are jamming, man. Man, all that bullshit, and then you get a fucking save point. Oh, shitting George. I got another one coming. I ain't worried about none of these fucking candles right now. Fuck that guy. Cause that wall's coming. Y'all didn't see it, but that doesn't mean it wasn't there. Yeah, fuck this guy. I ain't worried about it. Keep on jumping and be glad ain't no bats over there. Mud men. Oh, great. Now, you ain't gonna like me. Nope. Not today, Mr. Wall. Wall this way now. Nope. Coliseum. Alright, here he comes. Oh, he ain't gonna light me. You ain't gonna light me. He ain't even done nothing yet. Aren't you gonna fight? Oh, yeah, I guess he is gonna fight. As long as I get more hits on him. Oh, what the hell that is? That seems to be all he does. I guess they had more ideas for him and they just, nah. Maybe they need to fix him. He probably did more at one time, but he doesn't seem to be doing nothing. Yeah, that seems to be it. Well, I beat him. The stage was tougher than he was. Stage 4. Look like Dracula's castle already, unless there's gotta be more to it. Cause remember, the original game just had 4 stages, guys. It was a Game Boy game. Guess we're not going through the front door of Dracula's castle. Rude bastard can't even keep the door open for me. Speaking of those dark games, I managed to pick another one up. Eden's Ritter on sale for $5 at Jast USA. I think it's Epic. Yeah, it's Mosaic because of Shiravune, but I never thought we'd get it. It's one of them that I never thought they'd release the DRM on, you know, because it originally, I don't even think it was on Steam. But yeah, it's 3.3 gigs, and that's a pretty rough game. It's from the Koroinu people. But it ain't gonna be like Koroinu, hopefully, because Koroinu didn't have no story to it. And plus, I bought it for $5, so I can't be that upset if it doesn't really have a lot going on. Now, there's a nurse game I want, but it ain't a corrupt, evil nurses game. It's a sexy nurses game. It's the, it's the same people that brought us, the one where it was a family. And not the old one with the family, but one I did way back. Is the art for that one. I think it was either he or she that did the art. And that art's really fucking good. So I definitely want to pick that game up, but $22 is too rich for my blood right now. Especially for Arrowgate. So it's going to wait a little bit. I'll probably pick it up next month sometime. It's not a big deal for me. Now, I might give y'all some Eden's Ritter because, you know, it is a dark game and it is Dark Month, so I might go ahead and give y'all some Eden's Ritter. I'm not sure. I had some other plans, but it looks like they've changed because that's what happens. Life always changes. Stuff that you weren't gonna do, you end up doing because there's been somebody threw a wrench in your plans. Like, I wasn't even expecting I was going to be playing this tonight. I had a completely different game plan set up. And some of you guys are like, what about the comics, Grim? Well, I've had some bad sinus trouble. And it's because it rained. No, literally, it's because it rained. And my sinus trouble causes extreme pain to make you not want to do nothing. It sucks. So, basically, guys, I'm going to hold off and do that comic tomorrow. With the adult games that we normally do. I think I even held off on Pale Carnation, so I'll probably just do a bunch of that material. I'm also supposed to do a show with Empress, but I'm only doing an hour. I'm not trying to do a long one, because I'm going to jump right into the other content. I got so much shit to do tomorrow, for real. Like, I got personal shit to do that has absolutely nothing to do with this channel. Like, personal business shit, right? So, I gotta deal with that, and, try to get that show going, and then we'll try to do the comics. I wanna make sure to get you that horror comics in at some point, because I said I was gonna do some more of, I think we're on Creepy is what we're doing. So I'm gonna try to get some more of that. Nevertheless, playing some Castlevania is a great way to spend Halloween. I call it Halloween because it's the last weekend of October. Next weekend, we're in November, guys. We're into, the AVN month, and it's supposed to be wholesome. Which some games are and some games aren't, but, you know, we're not going to hold Pale Carnations responsible. Because it adds some darker stuff, right? But, ooh, damn it. I do want to bring y'all, oh, it gave me a checkpoint anyway. But I do want to bring y'all, what the hell? Treasure of Nadia, because, yeah, Treasure of Nadia, that's one that I've really liked and I want to finish. Damn. man, you can't kill them bats without a deal. You need, yeah, because them bats, they require a lot of. Yeah, maybe you can, but there you go. Boy, Dracula and Dr. Wily, man, they got something in common. They love spikes. Damn, Mr. Skeleton, I ain't even tell you to do that. You're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna jump down and cause some trouble. Come here, you motherfucker. Brrr. Hold on now, let's not fall from this man's castle. Alright? Oh, see it? There it is. There's Dracula's tire in the background. Give me something to heal my heart if I'm gonna go fight the man. Revival. There we go. If they originally thought about just opening the Bible and reading it, and Dracula was like, Belmont, you know how many people I've had come over here and read me the Bible? He's like, all right, well, how about I throw it at you? Boom! There he is. There's the old man. Oh, shit. Got to use the Bible. It's a weird place to fight Dracula, but... Oh, well. We got one more. I just gotta make it back to his... Hmm. Remember, there's a whole bunch of stages after this. I thought this was going to be a small game, but nah, it's got 10 stages. Damn. There we go. 3 hits on that. I need a stronger whip. Ow. Got him. Oh yeah, by the way, that guy's playthrough I was looking at, that's a deathless run. Dude, the game just came out and the man already beat the game in an hour without dying. Like, some amazing shit going on right now in gaming. Just came out. He didn't even know where the death spots was and he still managed to make it without dying. Okay, remember. I won't keep this good whip. Alright, what about him? Now, if I can beat the man, that's another story. This part's easy. Nope. Ain't nothing there. Now remember, I try not to fall down off the man's castle. And he's gonna throw a bone. Check out this holy water, it ain't even shit. Ow, damn! The first one to hit me, I think. Okay, that's cool. Every time you grab green candles when you got a certain power level, you automatically get a roast beef. I think that's what that is roast beef. Yep. And don't give you an extra man, though, which sucks. Got the whole Bible, buddy. Whoa! Not good. Can I still beat him? Yeah, technically. It would be a pain in the ass. I don't have that much Bible, and it's really not that useful against him. I think I know how to beat him. He's pretty cheap. Okay. So, basically, if you guys didn't catch the pattern, that's literally all he does. Okay, hit him. And then it's gonna run out. He appeared right there. That's the only way he can screw you up. Oh! He's appearing right where I am. Tell you what to do. You hit him a couple times and then you run. You hit him a couple times and then you run. Alright. Whoa! Alright. So that's all we're gonna do for now. I'll try to whoop his ass again later. I didn't realize they were gonna do some cheap shit, but it happens. Alright, guys, so this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you next time on Grim Rants into the Heavens with another game and something to rant about. I'm out.